To use Security Center, just click on the Security Center link on the left-hand tab. This loads up our Security Center console. I showed you in talk one how you can click on Compute Networking Storage Data Applications, and we show you a whole bunch of recommendations of what you should do proactively to your deployments on Azure to make them more secure. Please, please, please do look at those and follow those because they're really, really good recommendations and can really help make you even more secure in this world where the sophistication of attacks are becoming higher and higher. I'm not going to show you those again. Instead, I'm going to focus on this other tile here called Security Alerts, which is another cool thing, which is not focused so much on prevention, but really more focused on detection of security attacks that are actually happening. And you can also see most attacked resources, which will actually tell you what part of your environment are we actually seeing the most attack attempts against as part of it. And you might say, good God, why am I being attacked? Unfortunately, that is the internet. So the typical IP address on the internet gets attacked at least 10 times per day. So when you think about security attacks, don't think of it, is it happening? It's more a case of how many times a day is it happening to you? And do you know it's happening? And the scariest thing is when people say, hey, I never actually am attacked by security. That means you almost certainly are, and you just don't know it. Because if you're not seeing alerts go off, it means that your warning detection radar signals are probably not working because you are being attacked in some way, shape, or form, typically, in anything, whether it's cloud or not cloud related. So let's go ahead and click on Security Center and show you the types of attacks that we can show against you that might be happening. And again, the beauty is we will show you these attacks, not just ones that we've detected against your environment, but also ones that if you have Barracuda or you have Cisco security products, we will aggregate their signals as well into this unified view. So you really can see a 360-degree view of all the attacks that are happening against you. And you know, examples would be script injection attacks against web fields on your websites, SQL injection attacks that we talked about earlier, where people are trying to put in bogus SQL values. Password attacks. So any port you have open on the internet, especially if you have a management port, guarantee there is someone who has bought a dictionary of passwords through the black market, through the Yahoo breach, or say through one of the other famous web properties that got breached. And they basically will just randomly go through that password dictionary, trying every single one against your management port. There's a finite number of passwords, unfortunately, in the world, because most people use one of about 100,000 common passwords. And you use your favorite color, if you use your favorite friend, if you use the place you were born, there's only so many places on Earth where people are born. It's not that hard, unfortunately, to sometimes guess those passwords. And you know, there's people out there that do automated attacks trying to do it. And so we'll tell you every time we see that happening. And again, our security best practice analyzer will tell you how not to create an insecure password or how to close your management ports so that they can't do that against you. So do follow the preventions, but this will basically still tell you any place where we are seeing stuff that's happening. You know, one challenge with security is because there are so many threats happening out there in the world today, you can very easily miss what I call the forest for the trees. And in fact, if you look at most companies that have been hacked, it wasn't that they didn't actually have something logged that indicated they were hacked. The problem was that thing was one of 25,000 other things that were logged that week about security, and they missed it. And so most of these security hacks, it wasn't that something didn't go ding, it was the fact that they had so much noise because so many things were constantly being probed that they couldn't actually make sense of an attack that was happening. So one of the things we do have at the Security Center that we're pretty happy with is built-in machine learning that constantly looks at the logs so that we don't just show you that someone is trying to probe your system, but we can actually put the signals together to try to create a path to indicate whether an actual breach or incident is really happening. And so in this case here, someone's deployed an application. So this is not an Azure issue. This is actually an application issue. And you can basically see here, we've noticed an actor is trying to do SQL injection against the system. Good news, it was blocked. So this wasn't actually a security incident because it was blocked, but we noticed someone was doing it. They then switched to do an RDP brute force attack. So they're looking for VMs where you have either an SSH or an RDP management port open. They find it, then they start randomly trying passwords and usernames to see if they can break in. You can notice it was blocked, and so we can automatically detect someone's tried 1,000 passwords and they haven't got in. But then we discovered, you're using a password that wasn't very secure or that you've used somewhere else that someone has gotten access to, and they actually were successful, and we can tell that that actor just logged into that VM as an administrator. We can then detect a suspicious process just started on that VM of yours, and that's a sign that malware potentially is now starting to happen or someone's writing code in your environment. We can automatically look at your Active Directory usage if you turn this on and actually say, suddenly this VM is querying domain accounts that they've never accessed before. And then we've noticed your app is now talking to a suspicious machine on the internet that we suspect is being a command and control center for malware. This is a very bad sign when you see this particular sequence happen. And this is what we would elevate using our machine learning as a real incident. And the nice thing, the security center will automatically reach out to you and say, we think you have an issue with your application. Here's the timeline that causes us to think this is the issue. Here's what you should go to do to actually take action based on it. And so if you turn this on, you actually now have sort of a security professional automatically watching over your shoulder who can help make you much more secure. And again, all these things that I'm describing happen on premises as well today. So this isn't like something that's cloud specific. All this can happen with your existing applications that you host in your own data centers. The nice thing, though, about cloud is because we actually know the network, the storage, the infrastructure, the management, we can actually protect you a lot better than you often can in your own environment, because we can actually give you this 360-degree signal in a way that a traditional enterprise environment that has lots and lots of different equipment and manufacturers probably can't. So definitely recommend turning this on. We've helped a lot of customers discover things that they didn't know, and really helped a number of people with it. And again, you can configure all this from an alerting perspective, so you don't actually have to have someone sitting in the management console. You can wire up an alert so that we'll automatically email you or call you anytime we see something that looks suspicious. And again, everything I showed you in that view, you can pump into your existing Security Operations Center SIEM tool if you already have one on premises, regardless of whether it's Splunk, ArcSight, or some other vendor. And so your existing security team, if you're an enterprise or a company that already has one, can basically use their existing tools to see all this data and be much more secure as a result.